talking about Adolf Hitler and his heritage. He was one of the false Jews from the Ashkenazi descendants of the Khazars, and a bastard grandson of the Rothschilds. You see, his grandmother was a chamber maidservant in the house of Rothschild, and she became impregnated by her employer. His mother, Maria Anna, became pregnant by an older man named Alois Hitler, who didn't marry her. So Adolf carried his grandmother's name, Schickelgruber. Many years later, the parents married, but somehow he was still a bastard, even though he then had the right to the Hitler name. These descendants of the Khazars, who truly accepted Judaism and served Jehovah, or more properly pronounced, Yahweh, are true converts. But those who only pretended to do so and delved into evil and surrounded themselves with strange occult practices cannot legitimately claim to be from the tribe of Judah. Now, this Hitler was a pseudo-Jew that was connected with the international banking cartel of similar sinister soul. He was a leader in the Thule Society, that was an occult mystery school fragment of the Bavarian Illuminati. According to a book entitled The Occult and the Third Reich, the inner core of the Thule Society were Satanists that practiced black magic. Hitler was also a member of the Vril Society, another sojourn into the dark side. Adolf Hitler kept a copy of Helen Petrova Blavatsky's book, The Secret Doctrine, right on his bedstand with many personal notes in the margin. Blavatsky wrote in that book, "Satan is that angel who was proud enough to believe himself God, brave enough to buy his independence at the price of eternal suffering and torture, beautiful enough to have adorned himself in full divine light, strong enough to still reign in darkness amidst agony, and to have made himself a throne out of this inextinguishable pyre." Her adoration of Satan should make us suspect her closer associates too, like Annie Besant and Alice Bailey. All three women were active Eastern Star Masons. Alice Bailey founded Lucifer Publishing in 1920. Later, the name was changed to Lucas Publishing, and now it is known as Lucas Trust. Many of its members are also in the CFR leadership, like Robert McNamara, Donald Reagan, Henry Kissinger, David Rockefeller, Paul Volcker, and George Shultz. Don't trust Lucas's friends. They're not trustworthy. Adolf Hitler had a mentor and handler named Dietrich Eckart. Eckart was a dedicated Satanist and the central figure in a powerful and widespread circle of occultists in the Thule Society. Eckart was one of the seven founding members of the Nazi Party. They used the last four letters from Ashkenazi to make insiders aware that this was their organization. Adolf Hitler wrote two books. The first is Mein Kampf, and later he inscripted one entitled The New World Order. We hear little of this second book in the press or electronic media. Here he exposes his great respect for Helen Petrova Blavatsky, who authored Theosophy. The German people had been pressed into World War I because their knowledge of Baron Rothschild as well as their resistance to him. Their defeat gave rise to such a repressive treaty that they would soon be willing to go to war again. The banksters had Hitler ready to lead them to another defeat and a harsh enslavement. Today, the offspring of those German people pay reparations to the offspring of those Jewish victims.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274, 866-497-0274.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Below the Great Pyramid, found on the back of a $1 bill, you will find a Latin phrase, Novus Ordo Seclorum. It means New World Order. But there isn't much new about it, as the international bankers have conspired for many generations to dominate. The circumscribed pyramid is symbolic of the hope, the occult hope, that Satan will rule the entire world as he did in Babylonian kingdom, creating as the sun god. That circle of the sun was often depicted in ancient pagan history as the snake biting its own tail. That is the circle of the sun god and undercurrents of the New World Order. It is symbolized in the Illuminati's mark, a circle with a dot in the center, just like you find out in front of the Target stores. Now, this New World Order conserves their energy and our money. Many of them made references to it. Robert F. Kennedy, former U.S. Attorney General, said in 1967, quote, "All of us will ultimately be judged on the effort we have contributed to building a New World Order," end of quote. One of their key men, Governor Nelson Rockefeller of New York, said as president, he would work towards international creation of a new world order. And according to Time magazine, on September 17, 1990, George Herbert Walker Bush wanted to make the United Nations the cornerstone in the construction of a new world order, Remember that George Herbert Walker Bush's dramatic rise to power was from the UN to the CIA, and he soon became the head of the CIA, to political prominence, in that order. Now, this dramatic rise is attributable to his membership in the Skull and Bone Society, number 322, or he is known as Poppy. His son, George W., is also a bonesman, and his bones name is Temporary. Now, the grandfather, Senator Prescott Bush, was also one of the Yale bonesmen in the class of 1917. Both of his parents were related to the Queen of England. George Herbert Walker Bush was the CIA section chief in Dallas, Texas, when JFK was assassinated. The Skull and Bones is also known as the Brotherhood of Death. It came to America in 1833 and was incorporated as the Russell Trust in 1856. Russell's partner, Warren Delano, was chief opium trafficker in Canton, China, in command of the world's largest commercial enterprise. This Delano was grandfather to the U.S. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, whose real name was Rosenfeld. He's a cousin to the Bushes. The Skull and Bones flag was originally the Jolly Roger, the Skull and Crossbones flag, and it was the banner on Russell's Trust ships. And that symbol still stands for piracy. They are dedicated to bringing about a new world order. See, the sun has long been the focus of pagan religion. It represents the morning star that fell from heaven and became the Prince of Darkness. The highest echelon of masonry understands this to be their architect of the universe. Their architect must build with existing materials that cannot be the creator. And many of their lower echelon people are just trying to raise money for worthy causes such as crippled children. And they are totally unaware that the majority of the funds are being diverted to the lodge's king-making function. Most Masons would rebel if they understood that the only ones eligible to be kings are those politically correct in the satanic cause. James Madison, who was the fourth president of the U.S. and father of the Constitution, said in his Federalist Papers, "Democracies have ever been spectacles of turbulence and contention, have ever been found incompatible with personal security or the rights of property, have in general been as short as their lives as they have been violent in their death." We've been told that the large American military presence in Germany was there as a barrier against Russian oppression. But the force was really there to make sure the West Germans paid billions of dollars in reparations to Israel. Successful propaganda was more effective than reality in cheating the Palestinians of their homeland and paving the way for the New World Order. The Satanists planned to foment a backlash against the birthright Jews and those Khazars who have truly converted to monotheism and the God of Good. When the innermost circle unleashes their propaganda, falsely blaming Jews for starting all the wars and running communism from their New York boardrooms, the black backlash could be severe unless more people find out about the Zionist international banker pseudo-Jews and their plan to rule the world. Too much of the televangelists are pseudo-Jews. The Methodists need to understand that Calvin was a French-based false Jew who was really named Cohen, C-A-U-I-N, which is the French spelling for C-O-H-E-N. Now, that sister Dr. Ella White, the founder of the Seventh-day Adventist, was originally named Gould. Now, there's a James Shaw that identifies Billy Graham as being present at his Masonic elevation to the 33rd degree, along with kings and former presidents. They also lead the dark side. Anton LaVey, high priest of the Church of Satan, is really named Levy. President FDR issued an executive order that all gold coin, bullion, and certificates had to be turned into the Federal Reserve Bank by May 1, 1933. Those who failed to do so faced $10,000 fines and or 10 years imprisonment. The Constitution says only Congress may pass laws, yet by calling it an executive order, the Constitution is set aside and a property right is rescinded. May 1st was picked because that is the day of communist celebration, a satanic, unholy day, and the date of the founding of the Luciferian cult called the Illuminati. In Iran's scam, we were told that arms were traded to Iran to gain the release of hostages, but that was not the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Barbara Honegger was a White House aide at the time, and in her book entitled October Surprise, she documents that it was really a payoff by the Reagan administration to have the Iranians hold the hostages until after the election so that Jiminy Peanuts would not get reelected. Those hostages were released immediately upon that bad actor's taking office. The arms began to flow to the Ayatollah immediately, too, and not in 1985, as Americans were led to believe. And during those congressional proceedings, there were nearly 500 mentions of trading guns and drugs for what Ollie North and others called the invisible government, the secret government, or the shadow government. The press did not seem eager to dig into the other workings of this shadow government. We know that Senator Inouye mentioned this, and he was the chairman. He noted that the shadow government had its own army, navy, treasury, and Air Force, too. The shadow government is an appropriate name for the satanic plot for one world government by the same people that own the U.S. Federal Reserve banking system. Those bankers are, number one, the Rothschilds of London and Berlin. That's the Bank of England, the Bank of Germany. Israel Moses Thief, the Bank of Italy. Kuhn Loeb and Company of Germany and New York. The Lerzard Brothers, that's the Bank of France. Warburg and Company of Hamburg, Germany. Lehman Brothers of New York. Goldman Sachs of New York. Rockefeller Brothers of New York, that's the Chase Manhattan Consortium, just to name a few. The prospects of these people running us are as disturbing as George Orwell's book, 1984. You know, Americans like to puff their chest out and speak proudly of the founding fathers as though they were infallible. Criticism of them is quickly countered with strong retribution in the form of curt questioning of the speaker's sanity. Yet, a closer examination shows that most of the cult societies came to America with the first European settlers in 1620, and most of them were Freemasons, like George Washington and many of his generals and six of his aides. Many members were unaware of the entirety of this secret organization's plan, and when President Washington received a copy of John Robison's book about the Illuminati from a Christian minister named G.W. Snyder, He replied in a letter dated September 25th, 1798.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Welcome back. We're talking about George Washington's letter back to a Christian minister named G.W. Snyder that had sent him a copy of John Robison's book about the Illuminati. And George Washington said to Snyder in this letter, "I have heard much about the nefarious and dangerous plans and doctrines of the Illuminati. It was not my intention to doubt that the doctrines of the Illuminati and the principles of Jacobinism had not spread to the United States. On the contrary, no one is more satisfied of this fact than I am." And in that letter, President Washington referred to the organization as diabolical. Now, the dictionary clearly defines diabolical as being of the devil. It was President George Washington who forewarned in his farewell address that we may have to sacrifice blood and treasure to regain our liberties allowed to slip away. He said, quote, "It is important that the habits of thinking in a free country should inspire caution in those entrusted with its administration to confine themselves within their respective constitutional spheres, avoiding the exercise of power of one department to encroach upon another. The spirit of encroachment tends to consolidate the powers of all departments in one, thus to create, whatever the form of government, a real despotism." That's what we see today. Many of the founders were members of a secret occult society called the Quest. The Quest was an occult front for the Illuminati, and one of its ringleaders was Ben Franklin. And Franklin also formed another secret society called the Nine Sisters. Alexander was another member of the Quest, and he spawned an insurance company for the bankers. Thomas Jefferson defended Rothschild as an enthusiastic philanthropist when his conspiracy was discovered in Bavaria and he fled for his life. I want you to note whose pictures are on the banksters' Federal Reserve notes. If they can put occult symbolism on their funny money, they can honor persons they want to respect by putting their pictures on the money. A Captain William Morgan exposed the Masonic conspiracy in 1826, and they killed him. He was thrown into Lake Ontario after having his tongue and bowels removed by Satanic enforcer, one Robert Howard, also known as Jesse James. William Morgan had tried to escape into Canada, but was captured near Niagara Falls and assassinated. And Mr. Avery Allen made an affidavit and swore that he had heard Robert Howard report to a meeting of Knights Templar in St. John's Hall, New York, about the successful execution. His introduction to his first book identifies his murderers as the Masons themselves. They denied the guilt. But despite those denials, enough people were convinced that a large percentage of good people in the Masons quit the organization, and this spawned a new political party called the Anti-Masons that was formed in 1829 by Henry David Ward, Thurlow Weed, and William H. Stewart. A Christian minister came out of the Masonic order when word of Captain Morgan's murder came to his attention, and he wrote a pamphlet, Why I Left Freemasonry. And in it he declares he had been grossly deceived and imposed upon and had come to the deliberate conclusion that his oath had been procured by fraud and misrepresentation. That the institution was in no respect what he had been informed it was. The Masonic handbook seems to lack noble motives when it says, if you're on a jury and the defendant is a Mason and makes the grand hailing sign, you must be sure not to find that Mason guilty, for that would bring disgrace upon our order. It may be perjury to do so, but then you're fulfilling your obligation. You know if you live up to your obligations, you'll be free of sin. If you cheat, wrong, or defraud any other society or individual, it is entirely your business. If you cheat the government even, Masons cannot and will not touch you. But be very careful not to cheat, wrong, or defraud a brother Mason or a lodge, whomever you may defraud. Live up to your obligation and you'll be free from sin. You must conceal all the crimes of your brother Masons except murder and treason, and these only at your own option. And should you be summoned as a witness against a brother Mason, always be sure to shield him. Prevaricate. That means lie. Don't always tell the whole truth, and in this case, keep your secret. Get the most important point. We'll be right back. You on?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
World War III was intended to occur in the year 2000 with Y2K. But one of the military satellites, more than one of them, actually went out, and they did not want to move on us without the advantage of that power in the sky. The current plan is designed to pit the Christians and Jews against the Muslims in a Middle East battleground while martial law prevails on American mainland. The scenario is purposely being tailored to fit the Armageddon prophecy of the New Testament for propaganda purposes when these Satanists will attempt to discredit God. When the Christians are teamed up with Israel to battle Islam, the smear will begin so that the Christian nations will turn on Israel and join the Muslims in what the Satanists hope will be total genocide against the Jews. Close examination of these three religions show that they are sects of the same religion. All three claim that they worship the God of Abraham and his sons. The Christians have accepted Jesus, properly called Yeshua, as the Messiah, and Muslims honor Jesus too as the Messianic prophet. In addition, have accepted Muhammad as a latter-day prophet of this same God. As worshipers of the same God, they should all be in harmony, yet the forces of evil work diligently to disrupt the love that should flow between all these people. The propaganda smear designed to trigger that final wave of the Holocaust against Jewish people will be horrendous. But no effort will suffice to negate God's promise to Abraham that his seed would always flourish on the face of the earth. In the war of Satan against God, smart money's on God. Satan doesn't have a snowball's chance in hell. And nearly everything that the pseudo-Jews have done to solidify their power will be blamed on the real Judeans. It is true that the print and electronic media are top-heavy with Jewish names, but few realize that virtually all of them are false Jews. Much will be made of the Jewish names on the manifests of slave ships that brought Africans to slavery in America, but few will realize that they are false Jews. At every turn, our ears will be assaulted with false history about how Jews hold the strings and manipulated all of history. The real culprits are pseudo-Jews, but too few know of them at all. With the forces of evil so firmly entrenched at the top, it's easy to cover up the pervasive satanic worship. In television and newspapers do not report that young children are being raped, tortured, and eaten. And most people assume it must not be happening. Such an assumption reveals an unwarranted faith in the media. Crime stats are collected by the FBI regularly and compiled into cross-matrix data for analysis. And according to Ted Gunderson, who is the senior FBI agent in charge of the Los Angeles office, such data recording is not compiled on missing children. And perusal of published crime data confirms that very glaring omission. The FBI Academy's National Center for the Analysis of Violent Crime is located in Quantico, Virginia. In their October 1989 report entitled Satanic Occult Ritualistic Crime, a law enforcement perspective, the author, one Kenneth V. Lanning, said, a satanic murder can be defined as one committed by two or more individuals who rationally plan the crime and whose primary motivation is to fulfill a prescribed satanic ritual calling for the murder. And by that definition, that author has been unable to identify any documented satanic murder in the United States. But according to Daniel Wright of the Satan Fighter, who reported in his book entitled Cover Up of the Century on page 75, the same Kenneth Lanning issued another such report in January of 1992 from the same Violent Crime Analysis Center in Virginia. See, this Lanning isn't looking hard enough. Recall that the FBI denied the existence of the Mafia until 1950. And soon the two were merged with the CIA. Look for the signs and you will see too much evidence of Satanism painted in too many places. Some people think they're called gang signs. Well, it is gang. It's Satan gang. Spiritual and psychological counselors find lots of people looking to escape the clutches of their cult without being forced into death as the only exit. And those who offer any public airing of information on Satanism are soon deluged by calls of people with horror stories of their own. This satanic ritual abuse takes on many forms, including such voodoo as Santeria, Candomblé, and Palo Mayombe. Now, the case of Dr. Jeffrey McDonald inspired a movie called Fatal Vision. Material events unfolded for him on the night of February 17, 1970, while he was asleep on his couch in the living room of his home at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. He was awakened by the intrusion of four people. Three were men, two white males and one black male with a camouflage jacket and E6 stripes. Also, there was a white female with a floppy hat and blonde wig that seemed to have lights flickering in her face. She repeatedly chanted, "Acid is groovy, kill the pig." One of these men had an ice pick. Another had a board. They attacked the doctor, who used a garment stretched tightly between his two hands to ward off the blows. He could hear his wife and children screaming. Dr. McDonald passed out from his pain of his wounds and woke an hour or so later to find his wife and two children murdered. Authorities blamed him for the death of the family. They contended that Dr. McDonald found his little daughter in his bed with his wife and noticed that the child had wet the bed, and their version of what occurred culminates in the doctor going berserk and destroying those he loved most. He was tried and sent to prison. His colleagues, fellow doctors, found the case incongruous with the character of the man they knew. And so they contacted Ted Gunderson, a retired special agent in charge of the Los Angeles office of the FBI. And he began the perusal of case documents and found some glaring errors that were materially significant. First, skin found under the fingernails of Mrs. Colette McDonald was missing from evidence, and that would have been significant because Dr. McDonald was not scratched like that. The Army's chief investigator, William F. Ivory, had it in his possession when it vanished. Now, this would have yielded the DNA of her assailant. Secondly, there were 14 candle drippings found in the house, but the wax did not match any candles there. Third, hair found on Mrs. McDonald's hand did not match her husband's hair, so it was assumed to be her own. Gunderson cracked the case with the garnering of a confession from one Helena Stokely, who was the woman with candlelight flickering in her face during the incident. She confessed that it was her satanic group that went into the house that night and caused mayhem. The occasion was her own initiation. Helena knew too many details from that night to be discounted as a witness. Black fibers on Mrs. McDonald matched a wool skirt worn by Helena Stokely. In addition to Helena's confession, a Kathy Perry also confirmed what went on there. Others eventually confessed, like Greg Mitchell, who bragged to his neighbors about his involvement in the murders. Despite overwhelming evidence gathered by a credible source, Dr. Jeffrey McDonald is still in prison for a crime committed by the Satanists. And if we're to count on the justice system, he will remain there like so many others who have been jammed up by the system. Due to their faith in the system, most people believe that such could not happen, with the newspapers being right on it. This is a misplaced faith. As a magnet for these cases, Gunderson tends to lend some real expertise in the cause of good. He recounts the tragedy of the Franklin Savings and Loan in Lincoln, Nebraska. What must have been dissident FBI agents staged a raid on the Franklin S&L to find more than just an S&L ripoff. a child molestation ring was uncovered that and got a little newspaper coverage, which resulted in 80 children coming forward to tell of their own experiences and name names. The chief of police was part of the ring, but not its leader. A head of the Lincoln Vice Squad was also part of this Franklin cover-up conspiracy, as well as many of the most prominent citizens of that community. Of the 80 children, 4 made official complaints. 2 withdrew their complaints under pressure. 1 boy and 1 girl, Paul B. and Lisa O., refused to withdraw their complaints. Paul was discredited as a child molester himself, so that his own claim that children were taken by limousine to the airport and jetted to Washington, D.C. for orgy with congressmen and senators would be doubted. Mr. Gunderson was impressed that Paul was able to draw a floor plan of the living quarters. See, the reason they do that with the congressmen and senators is they photograph these orgies with the children, and thereby they have blackmailable information that they can use to keep their lackeys in line. This Lisa Owens was told that if she persisted in her charge that the police of chief had sex with her when she was 14 years old, then it would be she that went to jail. She pressed on and went to jail for perjury. Gunderson was there the day of her trial and claims that the court obstructed justice with a kangaroo setup. His predecessor on the Franklin cover-up case died suddenly when his documented proof and airplane exploded in a farmer's field far short of the destination, Senator Schmidt. If the newspaper and television will ignore an atrocity, the public will believe it could not have happened. Now, some of Gunderson's more chilling research is to be found in the unearthing of a CIA child slavery trafficking ring called the Finders. This sinister organization was uncovered on February 5th of 1987, when a citizen of Tallahassee, Florida, called the police to report that 2 well-dressed men and 6 scruffy young children were in a blue van with Virginia license plates at the local park. The local police found 2 men in suits and 6 disheveled children that had little underclothes. The van contained books, maps, a mattress, and a stench from uncleanliness. From appearance, all 8 people were living out of the 1980 Dodge van. None of the children had been bathed for many days. All of them were covered with insect bites. The 2 men were charged with multiple counts of child abuse, and while in the custody at the Leon County Jail, these 2 men became evasive in their conversation. They would add nothing to the story that they were the children's teachers en route to Mexico, where they would establish a school for the gifted. The children ranged in age from 2 to 7. They could not adequately identify either themselves or the 2 men who were their custodians. These children were unaware of the function of telephones, television, or toilets. And they were not allowed to live indoors and stated that they were only given food as a reward. A couple of other children told the police that they lived in tents within a commune near the Washington, D.C. area, and were on their way to a school in Mexico for smart kids. Now, this foreign dimension prompted the police to contact U.S. Customs. The customs agents contacted the RACDC in Washington, D.C., and soon Metropolitan Police, on one Detective Bradley, wanted addresses, phone numbers to investigate, as well as the Virginia license plate number on the blue van. And it was their contention that it may give them the probable cause to search occult groups called the Finders. The Tallahassee police found many records, a computer disk and a U.S. passport in the van that led to a couple of D.C. addresses. A local informant had told the D.C. police about a cult called the Finders, which operated business throughout the area from a warehouse at 1307 4th Street Northeast. And he mentioned 3918 and 3920 West Street Northwest as places where children were being held. His information was specific about blood rituals and sex orgies involving the children, even murder. It led to the door of the Finders. Some of the children in the custody of the Tallahassee police were alleged to have been in the custody of these Finders. This gave rise to warrants to search them. The places where children were alleged to have been held had much clothing, diapers, toys, no children. Only one person on the premise claimed to be with the Finders. He said he was just renting rooms. We're going to continue on the other side of this break. Please stay tuned.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole Saltlands, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil Wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274, 866-497-0274. 497-0274.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Talking about the documentation found among the Finders, and there were detailed instructions on how to obtain children for unspecified purposes, and the techniques included impregnation of female members, purchasing children, trading children, and kidnapping. There's more we could talk about. We're running out of time, and I want to take a moment here to remind you that freedom isn't free. And I want you to support the Republic Broadcasting Network with whatever you can. If it's only prayer, please do. If it's only money, please do. If you can talk, please do. Because freedom isn't free. Send what you can to 1015 South Mays, Suite 100 in Round Rock, Texas, where the zip code is 78664. You can call me after the show if you need to talk to me. My phone number is area code 313-582-2481. That's area code 313-582-2481. So when it was all laid out about these finders, there was much evidence of international trafficking of both children and currency. But the matter was soon closed. A CIA internal affair. No action was to be taken. All was dropped at the government's behest. This was a confidential operation, classified for national security. Now, details of the arrest and detention of those children and the two men in Dallas were found there on the premises site, so they had been tipped off. The reach of the Satanist is long and extends from high places. Ex-Satanist reports it's easy to get a job in the CIA or a federal judgeship. Many find that they are required to take on some of these jobs as part of their responsibility. And one of the jobs that may be required is to fill the head of a Masonic lodge that only their people are in charge. There are several levels of mind control programming. We're not going to have time to get into that tonight. But MK Ultra has a sub-program called MK Naomi, in which young girls are tortured to become what's called presidential models, sex slaves for the bureaucrats and for prostitution ranks. Young men are programmed so that they will be warriors with no mind for their own well-being. We can talk more about that and how Delta programming is used for Manchurian-type candidates like Jim Jones and Sirhan. But to get into that, you're going to have to tune in next week for another edition of Radically Right. This is Jack Otto, thanking you for being with us tonight, asking you again to do what you can to help propel freedom. Music's coming up. I say goodnight. Thank you for listening. Do what you can. Pray for peace like it all depends on God. Work for it like it all depends on you. God bless. Good night. Thank you, sir.
You got hit.